I'm sitting at a table covered in scars and nicks, its surface stained with the droplets of 10,000 ales and liquors and the occasional splatter of blood. Across from me is the man who has what I want, what I need, and I'm not leaving here without it. My nostrils quiver as the odors coming from the bar and the people surrounding us intrude on my thoughts. Man, this place stinks like a goat herd's biodome. I know this from personal experience. Being a grounded drifter at 16 means when someone has a job that pays credits and includes the occasional meal, you say, "Yes, please."
"Ah, wait," the woman said as she stepped past the guard and opened the door. "Stand here in the entryway and look out at the crowd. Oftentimes, the murderer will return to the scene of the crime. Look for someone with bloody boots and tell me, are you smart enough to do that job, pigeon?" Her square mouth turned upward into a sneer when she spoke.
"Yes, Fallon." I nodded and swallowed to force my stomach down from my throat.
"I'm with Will on this one," Sully says. "We can't do that."
"We don't have a choice. If we're being followed, we have to find out now before it's too late," I say. "And if they were following us and are not too far behind, we'll drive right into them."
"Avery, no, please, we can't,"
June cries out. Sully smiles smugly.
"See, even Junebug doesn't approve."
My features pinch to a point as I glare at him.
"What?"
he asks innocently.
"Don't give me dirty looks. No one thinks we should go."